With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This hour of the Greg Hill Morning Show brought to you by 495 Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram and their Black Friday sales event.
Are you suggesting that when it comes to Wiggy's Patriots takes, he spins round, round, round like a record, baby, spin round, round, round? Is that what it is?
Yeah, okay. That was the thought.
Okay.
Great song.
Well, 617 text during the break says, appreciate the optimism from Wiggy and Ken, but the season is over, guys.
Oh, my God.
This team wins three more games if they are lucky.
How soft is this region? It's not even December, and you're calling it quits? They have sixes.
Yeah, it ain't over yet. And there's definitely a road to them going 6-0. I mean, I think they could do it. Ken is right. Arizona, Kyler Murray's dealing with a shoulder injury.
Yeah, he's dealing with a shoulder injury. He's still going to come into town and run all over you.
It's over, Johnny. It's over. Nothing is over!
You know what's interesting is that when Tom Brady was here, the season didn't start until after Thanksgiving. Without Tom Brady, the season ends before Thanksgiving.
He's not going to run all over you because Lamar Jackson wasn't able to run all over you, and he's dealing with a sprained AC joint. So I think when you look at this game against Arizona, I agree with Ken. They win this one. They beat a Chargers team that I know that they can beat. The Rams game, that's the one that's kind of up in the air. You beat the Dolphins. By that time, the Dolphins will be checked out. You'll beat the Bills, and you'll beat the Jets.
Yeah, I mean, are the...
That was a Belichick-like buzz.
Giving Wiggy the Jets. I mean, how can you not give Wiggy the Jets? Okay, that's a win.
Right.
That is a win. You think the Bills are going to check out?
No, I didn't say the Bills are going to check out, but I think you could beat the Bills at home. You know, you almost beat them up in Buffalo. By that time, you'll know that you're playing every game. Well, every game is important for them anyways, but I think they could beat the Buffalo Bills. The Buffalo Bills are not a team that I look at and go, oh, they can't beat them. They should have beat them a couple weeks ago.
Okay. Do you remember all the times when the Patriots would beat teams and opponents' fans would be like, oh, we were so close? That's what teams that lose say.
Well,
that's
what bad teams discuss.
Mm.
But that's the team you are now, Curtis. You are no longer the New England Patriots during the Brady era.
Well, you just said they're going to win six straight games and go 10-6.
Right.
That sounds like the old Patriots.
He said they can do it.
Yes, but they're no longer what you think Patriots used to be. Roll the ball out and beat those. I think offensively isn't going to be an issue. I mean, offensively, they'll be able to run the football. They're going to be able to throw the football. It's going to come down to
what happened to Harris in the second half yesterday, Wiggy?
Well, they got behind, and they had to throw the football.
Okay, why would you choose not to run a guy that had been dominating in the first half?
Because you were down by 11.
It was an odd decision. Yes, you're down, but still, it worked well for you in the first half. Now, I will say, when it comes to the D, and a caller said this earlier, I mean, Ken, you look at that defense in the second half, and they did hold them.
Yeah, they did. I mean, they got a punt and then two field goals. Pardon me. So, I mean, it's not a shutout performance, but they made adjustments from the first half when they gave up 21. That's just a fact.
Deshaun Watson moved the ball at will yesterday. He was up and down the field all game long.
Right, and you and they weren't able to get the field. Think about the second half yesterday. There was that the Patriots scored where they, I think they cut the lead by the Texans to 4. And on both of the possessions after that, the Texans were able to put together long drives and kick field goals to then make it go back up 7. You have to, in that situation defensively, you have to get them off the field. So when the Patriots get the ball back, now they're only looking at a 4-point, you know, they're only looking at being down by 4 than being down by 7.
I mean, losing Burkhead is an issue.
Yeah, that's key. I mean, that's definitely key when you lose a player like him with his versatility.
But they got Sony back, your guy.
Yeah, but Sony doesn't.
He's fresh.
He doesn't do anything that Rex Burkhead would be doing. You got Damian Harris, who's going to be your guy. You run the football. And James White will just get more of the load now that Burkhead's out.
This is John. Hello, John.
Hey, three things. I'll get to them real quick. Wiggy, have you ever fished in your life?
A couple times.
I saw you with the Mad Fisherman. Damn, that's some practice.
I'm not very good at it.
I know. Second of all, I'm starting to believe that this COVID fog is a real thing because I think you got it, Wiggy. You think the Pats can win 6 straight games?
Yes.
You do?
Yeah.
Yes, he does.
I don't think he really like
You're not joking. Like, you're serious.
No, dead ass serious. Yeah, I think they can win 6 games.
Dead ass.
Based on, like, how?
Well, based on when they play well, they are a very, very good football team and that they can beat anybody.
They won't play a better quarterback than Deshaun Watson the rest of the way. You'd agree with that, Greg. This is that is a top 5 QB they just faced.
What's Kyler Murray?
No, he's not Deshaun Watson. Yeah. Well, and Kyler Murray's hurt.
Well, you just said his shoulder was hurt and he can't run around. How does your shoulder impact your speed?
he's a really quarterback.
I mean, but nobody's saying he's
but
a good.
But he's not Deshaun Watson.
Wiggy's like acting like in a COVID season with no fans, there's some huge advantage to being at home. There's zero advantage.
And the other
thing, which is absurd, is Deshaun Watson is great. I agree. Before yesterday, he had only beaten one other team this season, and it was the Jaguars twice.
Well,
but he took the Titans to overtime.
Okay. We're going to do close loss victory laps? For
yeah,
other
but
teams?
Curtis.
Look at their schedule. They had a tough schedule.
Curtis, that team has played way under than what they really are, the Texans. And that's more about their whole coaching situation that they had with Billy O'Brien at the beginning of the year. That team is a better team, better than 2-7 football team.
Kyler Murray has thrown 16 more touchdowns and one more interception than your guy Cam Newton this season. You're saying he's not a good quarterback.
Nobody said he wasn't a good quarterback. Who said that?
You just did.
No, I didn't. I said he's
You're
not Deshaun.
He said he's not. He said he's not.
Yeah, he's not 5, but he's a good quarterback.
Okay, he's
not
top 6.
He's not a Deshaun Watson quarterback.
And they won't face another Belichick coaching tree guy, which has suddenly become a problem. I mean, Romeo Crennel had a good game plan yesterday. Got to give him credit.
Well, I mean, Curtis said that he outcoached Bill yesterday.
There's no question about that.
Oh, God. Well, easily. Steve Belichick, I mean.
He outcoached the Belichicks yesterday,
totally.
Is what you're saying.
And Mick Lombardi.
This is Albert. Hello, Albert.
Wiggy. Good morning, guys. Wiggy, how's the COVID treating you? You okay over there?
I'm doing well.
Sneezing, coughing. You had a temperature at 98.7?
Nope.
No, you're going to be all right? Okay, so what happened to your brain? Whatever few brain cells you have upstairs in that thing, what is making you come on just because Cam is your boy? I get it, right? He's your boy, right?
And for well, I mean, I don't back, know him personally. Playing,
you act like you do. I don't know what else you're talking about in defending this guy. When a running back plays quarterback, the running back don't want to run, guess what? You're done. Done. You are done. He sucks. He is awful. You said they're going to be okay throwing the football. There's no way even a nitwit like yourself. He can't throw the ball to a target without hitting the ground in any in consecutive form, Wiggy.
Did He's you watch horrible. The game yesterday?
Absolutely.
Do you think Cam Newton was the reason why they lost that football game?
Wiggy.
I just answered a question. It's a yes or no.
The reason. Yes,
do you think Cam Newton was the reason they lost that game yesterday?
No, you know why? It's the COVID fog. You know, it's because
you
the
didn't
COVID.
Answer the question, man. It's simple, yes or no. You don't want to
reason.
Oh, so he's the reason why they lost that football game.
Just because he put up good statistics, just because he threw when they were down and the Texans were laying back on defense. Doesn't mean
that's what it was.
He misses his reads all wiki. It's one read. I think to run. I might run. No, I don't want to run because I can't run. I suck. So I'm going
to
go down.
To answer the question, moron, was Cam Newton the reason why they lost that football game yesterday? It's a yes or no.
It was one of his better games. It was one of the better games.
Okay, so we agree.
He's leaving a ton of plays on the field, Wiggy. Leaving a ton of plays on the field.
Listen, he's put several good games together. I mean, he hasn't thrown an interception. Luckily, he got up and batted that ball.
He batted that ball down
yesterday, which that would have been a pick. But
I pray that nobody at Moderna was listening to that conversation because we all just got dumber.
I mean, the guy threw for over 300 yards. If you want to take that last catch away from Izzo, the 50-yard pass, he threw for over 300 yards. I asked the question, I asked Albert, and I asked from the start of the show, Cam Newton wasn't the reason why he lost that football game, and inability to the football.
No, the defense was.
Right. So he put you in a position where you should have been able to win that football game, but defensively you could not stop Deshaun Watson. If he continues to play the way he's been playing since the Buffalo Bills game, you're going to have every opportunity to win football games. Now, defensively, what are you going to be able to do? Are you going to be able to stop a team when they want to throw the football? Are you going to be able to stop a team when they want to run the football? You know, for example, Arizona's going to come in here. They're going to want to do a few things with Kyler Murray. Are you going to be able to slow him down like you did Lamar Jackson, or are you going to make him look like Deshaun Watson?
This is Steve. Hey, Steve.
Hey, everybody. Good morning and happy holidays to you.
Same to you, Steve.
Same to you, bud.
Wiggy, a couple of things. Number one, you tested positive at that quick site, right? And you said you had the chills and you're sore. Those are symptoms of the flu, not COVID. But anyway, put that aside. I love you like a brother, but if they go 6-0, I will make a $10,000 donation to any charity you want.
Greg Hill Foundation.
You can document it. There's no way they're going 6-0. If they win three more games, I will be totally shocked. I agree with Chris on this. I'm sorry to say, I'd like to see him do it, but I think we're going to be watching the playoffs and watching Tom go to the Super Bowl. So, sorry, but I love you guys. Have a great holiday. Be safe. Don't do anything you shouldn't do. And
hopefully
we'll be back to normal shortly.
You can't.
I know
do
you can't. Of course not.
There's nothing.
No, not with Killjoy.
What can you do? You can't do anything.
I blanked it.
By the way, going back to Albert's call for a second, is it irony that Wiggy continues to talk and then demands that he answer the question?
I answer the question when asked. Yes. No, when you ask,
you go
I
on for 5 minutes.
Well,
we
at least I answer.
Out of you.
At least I answer.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
2 weeks later.
I don't think you have to worry about this football team when it comes to Cam Newton. Cam Newton is not your problem. And
Charlie
I don't understand.
Baker's all of our problem.
Well, I mean, yeah, that's different. But I don't understand how people can sit here, watch a game, call in the next day and criticize Cam Newton's performance when you watched him play and you go, he played well enough to win the football game.
I hate doing this, Wiggy. I really don't like comparing quarterbacks to Brady, but I'm going to do it here. If Tom Brady was the quarterback of that team, they win that game.
You can't compare Tom Brady to Cam Newton.
But that's why you can talk about quarterbacks.
Oh, man.
But you're burying the lead. Do you think you have the flu or do you think you have COVID?
I mean, I don't know. I guess I got COVID. I got tested positive for COVID.
But Steve's out of his mind because those are symptoms of COVID as well.
Right.
It is a bad flu.
They are, but he didn't lose taste.
Yeah, everybody loses their sense of taste and smell.
What about losing their mind? Which flu is that?
That was pre-COVID.
Oh. That's swine flu.
This is Steve. Hello, Steve.
Hey, Greg. How are you?
What's up, Steve?
Who was it that said a couple minutes ago that if you have a hurt shoulder, you can still run? Don't you realize that when you run, clearly they don't run.
That was
when
Curtis.
You run, you have to move your shoulder. Your arms back and forth to run.
That was
if
Curtis.
You got a hurt shoulder. How are you going to move your arms?
I tore my labrum, my shoulder. I ran like crazy. I was fine.
That's your guy, Megamind, right over there.
You were
there.
Running for your problems.
Oh, my God. The other thing is, how many times a day do you guys say Tom Brady? I'm going to count next show. I bet it's like 50 times.
I bet
it's at least 50 times a day.
It's as many,
yeah, 49 come
day.
From Curtis.
It's
I'm Brady.
It's as many times as Wiggy says, think about it.
Love you, buddy. Thank you.
Well, Greg, I got to get people to think about it. If they don't.
I know.
I think we're all conversation know we're all thinking about the Patriots.
Hello, Liam.
Hi, yeah. How you doing, guys?
What's up, Liam?
Not much. I was just calling in about that guy saying it's all on Cam Newton when it's just like it's really not. Like, you can blatantly see the offensive line is a deep, deep struggle where he's getting blitzed every other play to every play, and like regardless if he picks up the blitz or not,
but he's not.
He can't
do
it all on his own.
That's another question. Is he picking up the blitz?
Yes and no. I mean, he's trying his hardest, but I mean, the offensive line can only do so much, and same with Cam, just picking it up by himself.
Yeah, well, what do you mean, Greg? When is he picking up the blitz? Like him seeing guys coming?
Yes.
Well, there are times where there's nothing he can do about it. You know, there was a sack yesterday that they had off of that like weird jet sweep play. But as soon as he came out of his fake and turned around, the guy was right in his grill and tackled. You know, then play of the game.
You're talking about when Harry the guy without touching him.
Yeah, and I don't know if he's supposed to hit the guy there in that situation. I don't know because I don't know what the play call is. The last play of the game, you could Cam clearly sees the guy coming off the edge and at the last minute tries to pirouette out of it, and he does. But once it was fourth down, and once he gets up out of it, the whole play is completely went in the crapper anyways. But there are times where guys are just running free, and I don't even think the lineman can do anything about it because they're bringing more than they can block.
This is not a nice text, but I'm going to read it anyway.
Okay.
It says Wiggy would have to have a sense of taste in order to lose it. Oh, he has
we've
good
already
taste.
Made that joke. Nice
he
guy.
Has, he has good taste.
In what?
Look
women.
At his,
that's it.
In sweatsuits.
My drip is my drip is magnifique.
Magnifique.
His drip.
Yes.
As opposed
drip.
To magnifique.
That's French.
This
no,
is
it's not.
This is Paul with an obscure reference of some kind. Yes, Paul.
No, Mr. Hill, Mr. Gordon Lightfoot is on the line.
Oh.
He knows his show.
Yes.
And he wrote a song, and he'd like to dedicate it to Mr. Jermaine Wiggins, if he may.
Okay. All right.
Go ahead, Mr. Lightfoot, anytime you're ready.
I can see him in his basement sitting on his ass, shoving grilled cheese in his face, smoking tons of grass. Jermaine Wiggins, you better take care. Worry more about diabetes, less about your hair. Jermaine Wiggins, maple syrup for blood. One day you'll clutch your chest and hit the floor with a thud.
Hey, Wiggy looks great. He
Wiggy
lost
looks
weight.
Awesome.
He looks great. Sit. As Ken said, thank God he lost the weight before the COVID.
Yeah. That is true.
Wiggy looks great.
Yeah. Thank God for Awaken 180 before the COVID hit.
Yep. Your hair looks tremendous.
All right. Cam Newton is going to join us in about 5 minutes. Right now, here's Ken and what's trending.
This afternoon, 40, Bill Belichick joins us. Now, here's trending on WEEI.
Let your love give back during the Subaru of New England Share the Love event. Details at authorized Subaru retailers at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Real quick, since Cam's on the way, Monday Night Football tonight, we've got Brady and the Bucks starting at 7:30 after Mud at Night, the Rams in Tampa. And, Greg, will you ask McCourty on Friday about that unfortunate receiving end of the Watson run?
Yes.
Don't
oh
do
my
it.
God.
As a,
don't
as
do
a
it.
Texter said earlier, he got trucked.
Oh.
but I probably will not ask about that on Friday.
Well, will
we're
you
not
ask
working
it?
Working Friday.
Will
so
you
wait,
suggest
wait,
Fourier?
Wait, we're not working Friday,
oh,
are we?
Yeah, right. No, well, he's out. Maybe he's on Wednesday. We'll have to check on that.
All right. Okay. Mm-hmm.
We'll double check. Cam Newton coming up on the Greg Hill Morning Show.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah.
More of the Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
Yell everything this time. You know what I'm talking about? Yellow rim. Yellow big bones. Yellow rounds. Yellow MPs. Yellow watch. Yellow charm ring. Chain. Yellow living room set.
NBC has announced that a longstanding Thanksgiving tradition when it comes to football on television will not be happening this year because of the pandemic. There will be no giant turkey leg that is presented to a player on Thursday because of the pandemic.
They can't roll it out on like a restaurant trolley?
I mean,
on a string and just like roll it past the
guy? You would think that they could find a way to safely give somebody a giant turkey leg to honor their performance, but apparently that can't happen. Of course, that tradition was started, I think, by John Madden, so that will not be happening this year.
No,
it'll be a faux turkey leg.
There it is, a tofurkey leg.
Yes.
That's it.
All right. Time for Cam Newton, who is brought to you this week by Northeast Electrical, where pros need pros. Also by Mass General Cancer Center, Everyday Amazing, and by Northeast Men's Health, the experts in men's sexual health, and by Zooty. Build any apps your company needs in a week. Visit Zooty.com for details. And he joins us on the Harbor One hotline this morning. Hey, Cam Newton, how you doing?
How you guys doing? Doing good.
Not the outcome that you wanted yesterday?
No, sir.
What was the mood of the team like on that flight home?
I was asleep. I wanted it to be a nightmare so bad, and I just wake up and we was leading. But you know, I think Texas was a perfect nation of a team with a bad record, and I've been on record to describe us as that same way. But at the same time, you know, each week is a different challenge, and you know, Deshaun had a hell of a game, and you know, Coach harped on that all week. Defensively, you know, they presented challenges to us that another team did not, and you know, at times we moved the ball offensively, but we weren't consistent enough. And I'm speaking more or less to myself. And, you know, we just got to keep taking these opportunities week by week to get better. And I think we will.
We were talking earlier that it seemed like you went away from the run in the second half. Was that the game plan, or was that being down?
Well, I wouldn't say that. I just think, you know, for me to get to play from Josh and, you know, how he wants to dig defense or how he attacks, it's up to us as an offense how we need to attack. And, you know, for us, the remedy has been what it was these last couple of weeks. But at the same time, if it calls for a different way of attack, then it's our job to execute. We had success, some success, but we just wasn't consistent enough. And, you know, like I said, we learn from it and be better from it.
Cam, how do you guys bounce back from a tough loss like that, especially knowing that every single game, you know, moving forward is critical to ultimately accomplishing your number one goal, which is probably making the playoffs?
Correct. You know, there's no slogan, no word. There's nothing outside of for us to just – we have to do it for ourselves, you know. And I think everybody in that locker room understands that. And I wouldn't dare put us to say, well, we went out. You know, we're just going to take 1 week at a time and, you know, win the game as it needs to be won. So, you know, for us, whether that's throwing the football, whether that's passing the football, running the football, whether that's stopping them on defense, it just doesn't matter. You know, we just have to get the job done.
Do you feel comfortable in this offense at this point?
I would say so. I think every day for me is another opportunity for me to get better. You know, do I know everything in this offense? No, I do not. But I'm striving to do that. And you know, whether it's from watching film to taking notes to asking the proper questions, you know, that's my job to do. And you know, I feel as if I'm more in control than I have been. I can't say that.
Cam, another notice is that you're starting to build a great relationship, obviously, with Jacoby Myers. Had another great relationship with Damaire Byrd. How important is that for you, you know, especially in the passing game moving forward, to make sure that you're not having multiple players that can make plays in the passing game?
Well, you know, Byrd made some plays yesterday. I mean, it was evident that, you know, he was the main guy, and every time I went to him, you know, he didn't disappoint. You know, so the moment wasn't too big for him. Needless to say, of what people may, you know, question at that receiver position. You know, I've said it before, we have the answers in that locker room. We just got to make sure that we continually, you know, take opportunities to get better, trust each other, knowing, you know, what each other's, you know, thinking and theory behind certain things is, and that's what we have.
Cam, were you able to talk to Rex after the game?
Yeah, it's just devastating. Just devastating, man. And you know, I just know so how hard he works, and I know, you know, he's such a great guy, you know, above all. And I know a lot of times as fans or people who follow the game from afar, you don't necessarily get the in-depth, you know, relationships with the person, you know, outside of what he may post on Instagram or what he may post on social media, what you may see on TV. But you know, Rex is one of the guys that, you know, you kind of question or scratch your head, like, how does something like this happen to him? You know, he brings his lunch pail to work every single day, you know, extremely low maintenance, and all he wants to do is just win. And when you got teammates like that on your team, you know, it's just devastating, like I said, just to see something like that happen to him.
And speaking of injuries, how much did that Isaiah Wynn injury hurt you guys at the end of that game?
I would say, you know, I mean, it is what it is. It's easy to look back at something outside of for it to be in the moment, you know, but at the same time, you know, it's just communication. And yet through it all, I still had confidence in, you know, the people who were out there at that time. And you know, there's nothing else to be said besides, you know, got to get better. And that's all we have to do.
Do you, Cam, I don't know if you've had a chance to think about it yet, but do you have interest in being a Patriot in 2021?
Man, I have interest in winning the Arizona Cardinals game. How about that? I mean, there's so many things that I mean, I don't want to even harp or dwell or even think. I think my as the Bible says, my runneth over it, you know, with just trying to focus on, you know, the near future rather than the far future.
Cam, one of the things that I've noticed with this team, and I give you guys some credit, it definitely looks like you guys got that dog in you. But when do you get to the point and go, you know what, we got to go out there and we got to stop putting these wins together in the sense of knowing what is at stake here.
Well, I mean, it's easy. It's easier said than done. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, we got guys on this team that have been a part of Super Bowls. They got guys on this team that has been a part of successful seasons. And we have guys on this team that, you knows how to win. So it's not like we're just going out there just saying, okay, we're just going to lose this one. And, you know, that has to go into people's mentality, you know. So, you know, we want to win just as much, if not more, than anybody who follows us. Trust them. But sometimes it's just, you know, lacklusterly said that, you know, well, do you not know how important this game is? Yes, we do know how important each game is from this point moving forward. But at the same time, you know, you just have to take the proper steps and, you know, you have to understand and realize that, you know, those guys that you're playing, they get paid to stop you too. So, you know, it just really comes down to execution. It really just comes down to, you know, how you go about each and every play and trying to play mistake free, but at the same time, being aggressively in that manner.
I think I asked you last week about J.J. Watt, and you didn't really want to talk about it. He certainly was a factor for you yesterday when it came to you throwing the ball.
Yeah, he was. You know, it's just frustrating at times because, I mean, you know he's there, but you know, you cannot allow one play your decision-making and your thinking. So, you know, for me, I just got to still go through my reads. I still got to throw the football. You know, I'm not just going to go to the sideline and tell coach, and he asked me, well, why didn't you throw it? Well, J.J. Watt was on the right side, so I didn't throw it to the right. You know, you can't play like that, you know. So, you know, he made a lot of plays, and that's another example of, you know, they get paid too. You know, they watch them too. They have great players on their team too. So what do you do? You just have to execute just a little bit better than they do. And you know, he definitely was a factor in that game, and he definitely took away some opportunities for us to convert, you know, some first and second down conversions and even third downs. And, you know, his play, you know, stood out.
One of the things that you talked about, you know, a while back is that, you know, your decision making and that having to be better. That it seems looks like that it's been trending upwards, you know, here for the past several weeks. What that you've been doing to work on that, focus on that, so every time you step on the field, you're putting yourself and this team in a position where, you know, you can have opportunities to win the football game.
Well, it's just a conscious thought, you know. Anytime you have the ball in your hands, whether that's protecting the football while running, or just protecting the football in the pocket. And, you know, that's something that I've been harping myself on. And yet through it all, you know, for us not to turn the ball over is always a key to victory. But for us to come up short yesterday, you know, it just comes down to execution.
Cam, we talk about food constantly on this show. So I'm curious, with the Thanksgiving holiday coming up, A, what are you doing for Thanksgiving? And B, being a vegan, what are your favorite selections for a Thanksgiving meal?
There will be some alternative meals for sure. And my children, family will be coming up here. So I'm excited about that.
Nice.
Yeah, so everything that you probably have for your Thanksgiving, I could still do it, you know, outside of like turkey. You know, I don't think, you know, people in the vegan industry has kind of they've tried it, but
I mean that you're not. I hope you're not having that tofurkey thing because that's ridiculous.
It's a turkey log,
but, Greg.
You know, you got stuffing. You got collard greens. Mm. You know, my family's kind of geeky when it comes to, you know, having rice with everything, and my family does a great red rice with like sausage, but you kind of, you know, transfer that with either Beyond or Impossible Meat. So mac and cheese, well, find the way to do that too.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Nice.
Well, you should get the recipe from Mrs. Wiggins.
The black mac and cheese?
Yeah.
Vegan black mac.
Yeah, my wife does an amazing cheese. She puts her in it. So when I told Greg and Danielle, Danielle, you might have known about sugar mac and cheese. They were a little bit baffled.
It's not up my alley.
Yeah, it's a Southern thing. Mm-hmm. She's from the South, so it's a Southern thing.
You'd be surprised, man, you know, how certain people's small little distinct ingredients to certain things kind of makes it pop even more, you know, especially, you know, when you talk about South and North and East and West foods traditions, you know, you talk about, are you a grits person in the morning? Do you eat oatmeal? Is it cream of wheat? You know, and is breakfast even important, you know, on this side of the earth? And, you know, being from the South, I mean, you've had it all, you know, from brunches to breakfast to lunches to heavy dinners. On top of that, with dessert, the bread puddings, the red velvets, the banana puddings, the, you know, it's easy to come up 10 pounds overweight, you know, after a dinner at Boogie's household. So.
So look ahead if you can to Sunday, Cam, and to this Arizona team and what you need to do.
Man, listen, it's just the opponent change, the way of winning does not change. You know, protecting the football, trying to be as physical as possible on the offensive side, controlling the line of scrimmage, having a turnover-free game and just consistently playing a sequence of great football from offense, defense, and special teams. And I think we did that some yesterday, but it didn't show up enough. And yet, you know, we just got to find ways to will ourselves and will ways to win the football game.
One of the things that we do here as fans of this is that, you know, I guess there's like two sides of the street. There's a side that is very optimistic, like myself, thinking that, you know, there's a chance you guys could go 6-0 through the remainder of the season. And then there's the other side, like Curtis, who thinks that, you know, you'd be lucky to get three
mega
wins.
Mind. Mega
yeah,
mind.
Mega mind. What do you try to do
Nick
as far
Nabel's
as
a hit in the house, by the way? Thank you.
Yeah. Oh yeah, see, it's a hit, all right. Yeah.
It's a huge hit. But what do you try to do in that locker room? Because, you know, we're fans, so we look at it differently. But do you try to stay as optimistic as possible, knowing that, hey, this window hasn't shut?
No, it hasn't. No, it hasn't. And, you know, contrary to popular belief, and, you know, there will be talks and there will be whispers, there will be things that would be said throughout the week. But, yeah, through it all, man, we just got to take one week at a time. And, you know, if we do that, we'll be fine. If we focus on trying to end every week 1-0, I think that's the – and if we're going to 1-0, we have to put the proper work in and having great practices and great execution in practice so that it transfers to, you know, in-game success.
Did you feel like this team had the same kind of week of practice that you had before the Baltimore game?
Of course. Yes. I mean, we've been having great practices. We've been, but at the same time, you have to understand, you know, this is the NFL, you know, AKA any given Sunday, you know, you can get knocked off. And, you know, when you see teams have success, you know, like other teams have success, you know, and for us to be in the position that we're in, you know, we just have to be a little bit better and got to have a situational football where, you know, our best is needed. And, you know, it doesn't matter what the score may be. It doesn't matter how, you know, we get the job done. It just needs to get done.
And did you feel like that there was that same urgency was the week before?
You're asking me this because, yeah, I mean, yeah. Yes. Yes, I do. You know, there's nothing at this particular point in time where I could just say, you know, no, we didn't have the urgency that we did have. But, you know, while playing the game, you play the game as it's being played and you try to make the adjustments as need be. You know, I think at times, did we have a great tempo? Did we have great urgency? Did we play complementary football? Yes, we did. Did we do it enough? No, we did not. And I think that was the difference in winning and losing. You know, the team who's most consistent and, you know, getting those things done, protecting the football, playing complementary football, offense playing it off the defense playing off the offense, and, you know, special teams is doing a great job with controlling the field position. You know, those are all keys to victory. Those are all measurables that when you add it up or when you go back and say, do these things right first, you know, that's what comes down to winning football. So, you know, did we do it yesterday? Yes. But like I said, did we do it enough consistently? No, we didn't. And that's what we just have to get better at.
Quarterback question of the week is brought to you by Northeast Men's Health with offices in Dedham near Legacy Place and in Salem, New Hampshire. Northeast Men's Health, the experts in the sexual health of men, northeastmenshealth.com. And Texter wants a little bit of clarification when it comes to the shorts. They were wondering, was that purple and yellow or purple and green?
It's purple and green.
Purple and green. Okay.
Purple and green. And the reason for it is, look, we all know being a professional athlete, you have means to, you know, go to a store and get pretty much whatever you want, right? That's not fact. If you're a person with a Gucci hat, Gucci shirt, Gucci socks, Gucci shoes, like that's not fashion. You know, anybody can just say, oh man, that's cool. Let me get that Louis Vuitton bag and the same Louis Vuitton bag that everybody pretty much has. You know, I want to get it. Or let me wear the same J's that everybody else has and let me put it on a red outfit rather than a green. That's not fashion. For me, it's just looking at something and saying, man, how can I really, you know, bring it out or bring it to life and whatever my vision is. So that's something that, you know, I really enjoy. And for it to be shorts, suspenders, bow tie, you know, overcoat or over, you know, sweater, those are just little things that I don't want to look like nobody else. And I think I've made myself perfectly clear that I don't want to look like nobody else. I want to be uniquely me, because for that person who sees me, I want them to say, like, man, he's different, not always, you know, different is good. You know, being your own self is good. I don't want to be like nobody else. You know, I want to promote, you know, being yourself, being uniquely you. And I think if we have more people thinking like that, this world would be in a better place rather than trying to be like somebody else. And for all the wrong reasons, when they don't even know how they managed to obtain those certain things. So.
I liked it yesterday. It looked to me like you had just finished surveying the Oregon Trail or something like that.
It's mining for gold.
I'm leader of like some Boy Scouts or whatever. Right? I could start a fire with two rocks.
Oh my god!
No, you got your own swag, man. Sticks. That's all it is.
Wait a minute! You're not starting it. You don't start a fire with rocks. You start it with sticks. You rub the sticks together.
You get the spark from the rocks. No. You chip them.
You got to get the spark from the rocks. What are we doing?
Greg's not a big camping guy.
Game of Thrones. You don't watch Vikings.
Oh, I enjoy all this. I didn't like the way Game of Thrones ended. Were you
me
happy?
Neither.
Were you happy with the finale, or were you disappointed with it?
Me doing my research, and that last season, each episode was $15 million an episode. I figured. I said, man. If you gave me $15 million to do an episode, it would have had a little bit more depth into it than what it did. It was just so. But when you think about a great show for as long as it has been, it's no good way to end it, you know. And I think a lot of people were upset about it, but yet through it all, it was such an unbelievable show and had so much depthness to it that, you know, a lot of people appreciate it. And still do appreciate it, including myself.
What do you consider the all-time best television program all time?
Oh my goodness! Well, it's different shows, though. You can't. That's just like saying who
drama,
has the best
like drama, drama, time. Like drama. Like I say, Breaking Bad. I say, oh, you and I agree, Breaking Bad.
Wow,
all time the best.
Yeah, that was good. That was a really good show. You know. When you it starts off slow because it's not one of those shows that has music to kind of back it up, you know, with the feel of, you know, when Jesse was going into like the meth house or the meth lab and he was looking in it, then all of a sudden no music backed it up like Game of Thrones when Arya Stark, you know, walked into a chamber or, you know, was faced with the faceless god or whatever, you know. So, you know, if you can get past that, then it'd be good.
Speaking of television, I liked the Downy commercial yesterday. That wasn't bad.
It was okay. I mean, this COVID thing is found different ways to get certain things done. So it was all right.
All right, Cam. Well, listen. Best wishes for Thanksgiving, and we'll talk to you again next week. Hang in there and get back at it.
Looking forward to it. Man, you guys have an unbelievable week. Happy Thanksgiving to you and your families all over. And, basically signing off. Appreciate
you. All right.
Same
thanks,
to you.
Cam. All right.
Later.
There he is. Cam Newton.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Sounds okay.
Yeah.
I mean, interesting. I thought you were going to mention your favorite TV show, Patriots Fifth Quarter. I don't know why I didn't get that.
I didn't get to that. We didn't get to that. All right, we're going to take a break. Crossover next.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Back to the Greg Hill Show on Sports Radio WEEI.
Patriots stat of the week is brought to you by Gillette. Nick Folk has made 17 straight field goals. Gillette ProGlide and ProGlide Gel, 5 blades and a pivoting flex ball designed to get virtually every hair on the first stroke. And the crossover this morning is brought to you by National Lumber. Visit them at national-lumber.com. Hey, Rich.
Good morning. How are you?
Well, I'm fine. I guess they are what we thought they were, right? Is that is that what you're going to say about the our beloved New England Patriots?
Not very good. They're not very good. Houston, pretty amazing stat, only beat Jacksonville all year. That's it. That's the only team they've beaten is Jacksonville. They beat them twice, and then they handled the Patriots, and it's just... Yeah, it's frustrating. This is who they are. I know Wiggy's trying to spin it positive the best he can, but it is
still
a
window.
Lost season.
He's still a window,
not,
Rich.
There's not. The window has been shut now for a while.
No, there's still a little bit of light.
It's not
Rich,
happening.
If you had to say today how many wins they can get to, what is that number for you? Is it six? Is it seven?
Yeah, I think a few weeks ago we updated ours, and I said 5-11, but I'd never in a million years thought they'd beat Baltimore, so I'll give them that. So, yeah, maybe 6.
I mean, Dale said 4-12.
4, yeah. I mean, they just – like, I know Wiggy's like, oh, well, none of the teams that they're facing are like, these all-world teams. Yeah, but all of those teams look at the Patriots like, what a winnable game this is. Like, hey, we get the Patriots now. Like, good, we need this win. That's how Arizona's going to treat it. That's how the Rams are going to treat it. Dolphins and Bill will both be playing for something. They're like, yes, the Patriots, thank God. So, yeah, it's
so you
it's
know what's going to happen with this Patriots team? This
no, why don't you tell me, Wiggy?
He's going to change his mind next week. No, Rich, no, no. So get it out now.
What ends up happening is they'll beat the Cardinals, right? They'll lose to the Chargers, and then they'll beat the Rams. That's the type of team.
Right. And then they'll lose to the Jets the last week of the season.
Right. You'll be like, what the hell is going on here?
Uh-huh.
By the way, Rich, dramatic turn of events at the end of The Undoing last night. Did you watch? Or?
Yes, okay. I did. Now, I had started to see some scuttlebutt on the internet that was a working theory as to who did it.
Yes.
And
ooh,
so
yes.
I had that in the back of my mind. And then
I'm going to have
then,
to watch it.
As the episode was going on, I was like, yep. That's going to happen.
But I don't think that means that that individual did it. I think it means that that individual may have been hiding something for another individual is what
oh,
I
could
think.
Could be.
Is
or
what,
it could be, you know, what's on some of the nice twist.
Oh.
Oh. Wow.
Yes.
Wow. Mind blown.
Huh? Somebody in cahoots?
Two producers, what? Two killers, two popes.
Something to think about.
All right. What are you guys doing today?
We're going to be reacting to this game a lot, but also plenty of Celtics news as well over the weekend. We missed out. We weren't on the air for the Gordon Hayward news, followed by the Jason Tatum news. So we'll be going back and forth between Patriots, Texans, and Celtics stuff.
All right. Have a great show. Dale and Keith is next. We'll be back tomorrow morning at 6. Thank you very much for listening.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.